Hey there, this is Seth Juarez. We're here at Ignite 2015, the first edition, and it happens to be May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you too.
And with you.
Thank you.
So at Build last week, we did a little, by the way, Mads, Dustin Campbell.
Hello.
We did a little thing on C Sharp last week, and I, at the end of the session, the live session, I was like, oh, we got to do something on VB, and so I asked, and somebody called us out. They're like, hey, that was only 60 seconds on VB, so I thought we'd maybe talk a little bit about VB and some of the new stuff in VB. So what's new? Do we have the same things as C Sharp, different things? Tell us.
First of all, we have many of the same things in C Sharp and VB, both in the tooling and language experience. So a lot of what we talked about in that interview was about VB. We just forgot to say that it was.
But so everything?
Some things are different in VB, but most of it,
yeah.
The vast majority of it is the same. Yeah. But that said, it's good to talk about it specifically in VB and call out what are the things that work there. So
what are some new things that we can look for in VB?
Oh man, VB's got a lot of cool new stuff in this release. You know, when we did refactoring support for C-sharp 10 years ago,
yeah,
we never pulled refactorings into the box for Visual Basic.
Why was that?
It's just time, right? It's refactoring is really, really hard,
yeah,
to write features for, to make them correct enough that you feel good about the quality so people trust the feature,
uh-huh,
and actually will use it.
Yeah.
So as we did this project Roslyn, where we rebuilt the entire language stacks and we rebuilt C-sharp and Visual Basic, we took the time to do the same features for Visual Basic that we did for C-sharp. So in Visual Studio 2015, there is automated refactoring support for Visual Basic. There's a whole lot of IDE functionality and tooling features, and some new language features that are brand new for Visual Basic.
So refactoring is brand new for 2015,
yes.
Visual Basic. Well, is there something you can show us?
I can show you right now.
Let's do it.
This is a demo I've done. For a long time, I've used this demo, but it's basically a calculator for computing cylinder volume, right?
Okay.
It's just a simple little console app, and coming in are, you know, some arguments. The first one at index zero is the radius, and the other one is the height. And I can actually see right now that I put a bug in the program, because this sort of program, you've seen this kind of code before, it's bad.
Yeah.
Like I just spotted a bug, right? Because you know, as you're indexing into these things, it can be really easy to introduce them. So I want to use refactorings to help me do better here. So I'm
okay.
going to go ahead and I'm going to select a piece of code, select this expression. You know, I see that I'm multiplying it together. I might as well give it a good name by invoking refactoring, introducing a new local for that and assigning the expression to it. So I press Control dot in the editor and I'm immediately presented with a set of refactorings. You can see the new light bulb experience in Visual Studio 2015. You see the cool preview that shows up telling you what's going to happen to your code. This one is extract method.
Right.
That's not what we want. We want to come down here to introduce local for all occurrences and you see the diff of what's going to happen.
And this is the same for C Sharp, right?
Exactly
the red we take out, the green we put in.
Yep.
Got
and
it.
And so I press Enter. That puts me in an inline rename experience. Allowing me to make changes across the editor throughout. What's cool about this, of course, is that if I'm typing, say, something maybe like this, it's going to point out conflicts to me automatically.
Oh,
in the
that's
editor.
Awesome.
It does all sorts of different things like that. If I wanted to change it to, say, something that would be broken, it'll escape the keywords for me. It'll resolve conflicts on the fly. So this is a very cool experience. But I just want to press Enter. I'm good to go.
Got it.
There's radius. Let's try this again. So I'm going to come down here and I'm going to do something. I'm going to do this a similar thing. I see, okay, I'm using this other one, this other index out of args. I'll go ahead and press Control dot and I'll call this one height. And so now it's already shaping up a little bit. This is used just one time. I can see right here that it's only used one time. So I'll go ahead and inline that using another refactoring. I press Control dot, bring up inline temporary variable, which will take the expression assigned to it. Put it into
it right
all the places
out.
Where it's used, and then remove the local declaration. So I press Enter, and I'm good to go again. And so you can continue to do these sorts of things. Now let me actually back out of that, because what I see here is an expression that could be used differently. This one, you know, that's actually just computing the circle area, right?
Uh-huh.
So I might as well turn that its own method, promote code reuse. And so I'll select the whole thing, Control dot, and I get extract method. And you notice that in the preview, it calls it get circle area, which is because we spent years and years and years kind of working out ways to detect kind of your basic geometric and physics functions and No, that's total garbage.
I got all excited.
No,
I'm
no,
like,
we would never do that.
Serious math going.
That would
there.
Be a colossal waste of resources, that'll right? So, no. We did not do that. Basically, we see that it's assigned to a variable called circle area. So we start out with a good name, right? Get circle area. Press enter, and I'm good to go. And so that way, I can just go ahead and press that. I'll go back and inline this temp. And then we can continue going on, extract method, and I can move through my code very quickly. You see other refactoring show up, like change signature, you know, various things that'll affect. You see this gives me another good name, get cylinder volume. Okay.
That's
so
awesome.
That is kind of the refactoring support, and it's very, very cool. Now, here, let's look at a couple of language features. Mads, you want to help me with this?
Let's see a few features here. We have string.format. It's awesome, of course, but it really sucks to have to keep track of all those placeholders.
Because they're numbers,
arguments.
Right?
Yeah, the numbers. If you get your subsequent arguments out of order and so on, you have bugs.
Yep.
So we have now language support for that in VB called string interpolation.
Right. This is very similar to the C# one. So I put a dollar in front of my string, which is very natural for the VB developer who for years dollar has meant a variable named string, right?
That's cool.
Of type string. So I put a dollar in front of that. And you see right now that the string actually changed color because the placeholders are now these places where you can put expressions. Now, of course, 0, 1, and 2 are valid expressions, so there's no squiggles.
So there's numbers. So right now we're just printing out numbers, right?
Those are numbers. But what I could do is I could come in here and grab the actual variables that would fill in there, and I can place those inside. Or I can come inside and type, and you get full IDE support.
And
everything
awesome.
Works. So I can come in and change these, and now I can get rid of all this junk around it. We can get rid of this actual string.format call, get rid of this, and I have a string that looks much more like what I want to actually produce.
Right.
Right. And I know what's going to go in there, I know what data is going to be used.
And you can put rather complex expressions in there.
Yeah.
We have just simple variable references.
Yeah, you can go full on lambda if you want, but you know.
It is a real hole in the string where an expression can go.
Yeah.
That's really good because, I mean, I have switched around these things so many times, and it's like, oh, this isn't coming out right. This can introduce some serious problems.
Right.
But now with the string interpolation, this is really good.
And this makes it really easy to add new holes.
Yep.
And so that's a segue to introduce another feature. If you go to radius, for instance, that is really the name of a local variable here. But if we change the local variable to some other name, we wouldn't remember.
Right. And so here's the problem. The problem is, you know, so yeah, we might want to change this here, but it wouldn't pick up the local variable down there.
Right.
Right. So if we do this, we can come in and we can actually change this to another interpolation in the interpolated string, and we can use a feature called name of.
Name of.
That's right. Okay. So I'll come in. I'll say name of, and then I'll put in my member name. You see, actually, just like VB normally does, we get signature help for these kinds of features. And so now, if I came in and renamed it, it would rename all of them, right? And so
if I change
the name here, it would rename there. So this is really great if you're using like argument exceptions and you want to pass in the name of your parameter, but then you come back and rename your parameter later, and it doesn't rename it in the string. You can use name of to correct those sorts of situations. Also, situations in WPF with data binding and iNotify property changed. Lots of situations where this is really, really a useful, handy feature. And one that C# got as well. So when we say C# and VB got largely a lot of the same functionality, we really mean that. I mean, we spent time figuring out what would be the right way to introduce the language features that are in C# 6. Also make sure that VB 14 has that same set of great features when it makes sense.
So here's another question. So there was also the question dot. What's the name?
What are they called? The null conditional
null
operator.
Null condition, but there's like a funny name for it, right? The Elvis operator?
Elvis operator, yeah.
We have that also in VB?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do have that in VB. And they call it the Elvis operator because it looks like, if I just type it, it looks like two eyes with a swoop of hair above it.
Oh,
like a pompadour.
That's cool.
Yeah. So here I've got the sort of thing we write all the time, and obviously super contrived demo code, but demo fodder, I like to say.
Yes.
So this is, I've got a string coming in. I check if it's null. If it's null, if it's not null, I print the string length. If it is null, I just print 0. With the question dot operator, the way that works is it allows me to, instead, if I think that something might be null, for example, if I were just trying to write this as a single statement in VB, if I thought that it might be null, I could say question dot, right? And that would do the trick. Now, the thing is, though, if this happens to be null, if it's not null, it'll print the length. If it has to be null, it'll skip the whole thing and assume the whole thing is null. So the problem now is it's not exactly the same as the code below it. because it'll print either the length or nothing.
No, or nothing.
Or nothing, right? So instead, what we'll do is we'll use the way VB has a null coalescing sort of operator like C-sharp's question,
right. Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is a little lesser known feature. And it's just if, right? So, and you can see VB has its coming up. Its signature helped to let us know about that. And basically what this says is if the expression that we pass in is null, or is nothing, rather, in VB, then here's the expression to use if it were nothing. So I just put a zero there, and that is equivalent to the code below.
That's really cool. So it looks like we've got everything in VB that we do in C Sharp, more or less.
More or less.
So more or less.
There are a few things that only made sense to do in C Sharp. There are also a few things that VB did that were already in C Sharp that mm-hmm. were sort of catch-up features, like partial interfaces and modules.
Certain things like that.
And multi-line string.
Got it.
Yes, that's a big one. The multi-line string is a big one. And the great thing about the multi-line strings in VB is that I don't have to actually put an at symbol or anything like that. I can just keep going, right? And
that's cool.
It's just multi-line. It's what you wanted it to do in the first place. One other feature, an example of something that we've done in the IDE that was always in C Sharp, and we just, let's just make sure that it happens in VB this time around, is like when you press F12 on something that you don't have source code for in C Sharp, it brings up a file that's like this metadata kind of constructed view. We call it metadata source. In VB, it always brought up the object browser, which was actually a fairly high-cost thing to bring up. And so if I press F12 today now on VB, and it's on something that's in metadata, it'll do that metadata source view. Now, what's especially cool about this is that we've done some work in here, both in C Sharp and VB. I used to be able to always continue to do F12 from in here to do a go to definition, but now I can do things like find all references, and it'll find the references to this in my program.
Oh, that's really cool.
It goes back over here. That works in C Sharp and Visual Basic as well. There's all sorts of cool little details.
So let me ask you about Roslyn, because we talked a little bit about Roslyn and how it works with C Sharp. Is it the same thing, but the language constructs are different? The ASTs that are returning it's different? Still read-only? Tell me a little about Roslyn and compiling VB.
Yeah, there is a C Sharp Roslyn for C Sharp and a VB Roslyn for VB. The C Sharp one is written in C Sharp and the VB one is written in VB. There are certain shared components as well written in C Sharp. And then there's an abstraction over a large part of the object model that is language agnostic, if you will, or that works across both languages, which enables, which is something, I don't know if you can show it here, in this example, enables good cross-language tooling as well. So when you go to, find all references across solutions and so on, you get into, you can go into the other language just fine.
I see. So you write something in VB as an assembly, you use it in a C-sharp project, you can find all references from the C-sharp project, it'll go to the VB project and show you the code.
Yes. Yep.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for spending some time rectifying my little oversight on talking about VB.
VB in 2015 is super cool. There's
Fantastic.
A lot there.
Yes. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks for watching, and we will catch you guys next time. Take care.